The Sportscast, November 8th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio where you can listen to all Bama games, and also visit our website, thesportscast.net, and our Twitter, thesportscast1, and check out our app, thesportscast1 for iOS. The Tennessee Titans are the best team, or position themselves to be the best team in the AFC overall, but it was a fluky weekend for a lot of big teams. We've seen teams like Jaguars being the Bills. No idea how that happened post-Halloween. Anyways, joining a man that can stream this all out, Ryan Krista, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Santiago, it's good to be here. Happy Monday after a crazy NFL weekend.
Pretty crazy. Last night, the Titans beat the Rams 28-16 on SNF. We had a good performance from Adrian Peterson. How about that, Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, news broke beginning of last week about Derrick Henry's injury, so it kind of, a team that's really built around Derrick Henry's, running prowess, kind of left them in the bind. So it was basically, a running back by committee last night, and, a team that runs the ball, and they relied on another asset of their team, and that's their defense, with, crucial timely picks in the first half against Matt Stafford really helped them separate themselves from the Rams last night. Huge win for the Titans. Like you said, we put them in the driver's seat in the AFC, definitely in their division, but definitely in the AFC, especially at following the Bills' loss.
Something to definitely take a look at a little bit later in the show. And your Broncos, no one thought it could happen. I was looking at that game before on Friday. I was like, this could be a win for Broncos. And it turned out to be larger margin than I thought. Javonte Williams. Now all four. So what happened? Like, what did you see different with the Broncos and Cowboys?
I just saw, a team that played great team football. Again, this team isn't full of superstars. They don't. Don't have a lot of, huge difference makers. It was a weird week. They trade away their franchise player, Von Miller. It's kind of almost to energize the team, where it's like they gave the team, okay, we got to play a chip on the shoulder. And everybody stepped up on both sides of the ball. Early turning points was the Cowboys, 1-4 and a couple of borderline decisions to go for early in the game to kind of put the Broncos in a good position to take advantage of that, and they did. Teddy Bridgewater wasn't phenomenal. He was just accurate, made the plays he needed. He was, the Teddy Bridgewater from early on this season. He's not going to make the huge plays. He's just not going to make the huge mistake, and that's what he did yesterday. And Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon ran the ball well. Yeah, but that defense yesterday, I think, was definitely the difference. Obviously stopping, like I said, in fourth down, but also just shutting down Dak Prescott for the majority of the game until garbage time at the end. It was just a great team effort.
Ryan, now all four AFC West teams are over 500 after 9 weeks. What are your thoughts about that?
I think I told you on this podcast, I think this is a bit, that there's especially kind of the Chiefs kind of taking a step back this year. He's got four good teams now. I think the Chiefs went from a great team to a good team this year. And then you got, the Raiders and Chargers and, the Broncos. They're not a roller coaster ride, but right now they're a good team. So. It's going to be interesting in the second half of the year to see who as more divisional games come up, who's going to take the next step and separate themselves. So it's anybody's division. I think the greatest upside is still the Chiefs, so they can just put it all together.
I don't think they will.
But, the Raiders.
I don't think they'll finish first.
It's a unique story. They have so much turmoil this year. This is last week is really the first week it really showed up on a really bad loss to the Giants.
Yeah, Raiders that lost against the Giants. Right now, the West is Chargers, Raiders, Chiefs, and Broncos. Hey, Broncos are still in it. But this West team, different leaders. We saw the Raiders were on top for the past few weeks. Now it's the Chargers. So AFC West is still in play. There's no dominant leader. I don't think the Chiefs are going to finish up top, maybe second at best. But I do not think the Chiefs are going to turn things around. I think we're going to see a new leader, Chargers and Raiders, this year. I really do.
I think it's just the whole AFC, Santiago. There's no – and we talk about the Titans are a good team, but they're kind of flawed. So, you know, they don't have a – you know, is Ryan Tannehill's arm enough to get them far in the playoffs? We'll see. But, you know, we saw – the Bills being the biggest roller coaster ride of them all, you know, you never know what you're going to get out of them this year. And then the Chiefs, you know what? But, you know, then you go, you're like, oh, you look hope for a team like the Bengals, and then the Bengals kind of come back to earth. You know, the Ravens might be that steady Eddie there, you know. They don't blow anybody out. They just get wins. And that, you know, we'll see what happens.
Aaron Bernstein from Sports Talk 101 says the NFC is the most they're like the most dominant conference this season so far.
Yeah, I mean, true statement. But then you look at last night and you see, which I think the Rams might have the best roster in the NFC, and they go and they get hammered at home by the Titans. But you know, from top to bottom, I think that's a fair statement.
All right, are you ready to recap Week 9 of the NFL? All right, let's start first off with the Falcons defeating the Saints by a field goal. Unbelievable. Young King Koo, 29 yards. This guy has saved a few games for the Falcons. The Saints coming off a massive win last week against the Bucks. The Falcons are still a team that you cannot slobber over, but the Saints might have screwed this one up.
Yeah. You know, this is a game I think the Saints, you know, at the end of the season, they don't make the playoffs, you know, or don't have home field advantage. You're going to look at the game like this. You know, the Falcons are, I don't know, you know, they're not a complete team. They're not a great team. They just kind of hang around, you know, and sometimes they win at the end and sometimes they come up short. They just, they're just a decent football team. We got experienced leader Matt Ryan. They, you know, they play good like they did yesterday, but then you go last week against the Panthers, they kind of laid a major egg offensively. So, kudos for a good victory. Matt Ryan, you know, another comeback victory, you know, in his illustrious NFL career. So, I think a good showing from Trevor Siemian, you know, in his first start in a very long time. So, when the Saints have to score points, they're going to be tough for them to win a lot of games, but this is a defensive-first football team. When they're locked in like they did against the Packers, they're going to be, you know, not the Packers, the Buccaneers, they're a different animal. But yesterday, I think, you know, they let their guard down a couple of times against the Falcons, and it hurt them, especially in the end.
Matt Ryan had 343 yards. Trevor Siemian had 249 yards. Taysom Hill did play, 33 yards. So, interesting division, NFC South division going on.
Yeah, I think we're going to be interested to see coming up, you know, now that Taysom Hill's kind of fully recovered, you know, what Sean Payton is going to do. Is he going to go back to Taysom Hill? Or is he going to stick with Trevor Siemian, you know, more of a traditional quarterback? LA, something to look forward to see what happens this week.
The Bills lose to the Jaguars 9-6. Ryan saw Urban Meyer celebrate at the end of the game. And right towards the end of the game, it was linebacker Josh Allen versus quarterback Josh Allen, Ryan.
Yeah. With a real Josh Allen stand up. Oh, wow. It was just, you know, walking around here in downtown Rochester, Western New York. People just walking a little slower today, Santiago. You don't have that pep in their step. You know, it was a crushing loss. You know,
you're not, 9-6.
You know, you're not going to win them all, but you can't. You know, the way they lost it. You know, and
Very winnable game for the Bills. Loses 9-6 against the Jaguars. The Browns came back. Baker Mayfield 41-16. A Bengals team that's been having a bad 2 weeks, losing against the Jets. Now the Browns. Now we know who's the best team in Ohio.
Well, you know, I don't know. These are two teams that they kind of, you know, that old thing about talking. You never know what you're gonna get. And these are, when you talk about Cincinnati and Cleveland. That's the way I think about, because you think you know these teams, and then they kind of either disappoint or they surprise you. You know, I think going to this game, you thought, okay, the Bengals are rebound after a bad loss, the Jets, and the Browns are hurting in a bad way, and they'll come back and they'll get this victory. But not only did the Browns win, they stomped them. The Browns were stopped for them to see the whole year, you know, dominant both sides of the ball, ran the ball well. Baker Mayfield, well, good. Maybe this is just, you know, again, getting that, you know, distraction of Odell Beckham off the...
Maybe that was a problem.
Maybe
that was a problem because OBJ was released. We'll find out this week maybe if he'll get onto a team. Broncos, Cowboys, as we spoke about earlier in the show, Teddy Bridgewater threw for a touchdown and had a sneak for another one. And 30-16 in Cowboys Stadium, Javonte Williams had 17 carries for 111 yards, including a 20-yarder to kickstart Denver's first scoring drive, which ended in Melvin Gordon's 3-yard run. Gordon had 80 yards, Ryan, as the Broncos ran for 190 against the league's 6th best defensive run. How about that?
It was, like I said, a great team effort. You know, if the Broncos, perfect game, this would be it. You know, dominant on defense, getting after the quarterback, and then just, you know, running the ball, you know. Running and then, you know, hitting the play action, you know, pass. So, great game plan by the coaches. You know, teams that have their back against the wall, you know, coaching staff. So, kudos to them. So,
Ryan is feeling good with the Broncos. One of those fluke wins. Interesting fluking weekend. The Dolphins. No Tua, was injured, could not play, but a man named Jacoby Brissett threw for 244 passing yards and a touchdown, beating the Texans 17-9. Tyrod Taylor came back, but was not enough. He threw for 240 yards, 3 interceptions. The Dolphins had a clear win with this one, Ryan.
Yeah, you know, a feel-good win. You know, obviously not going to make it really, you know, the damage has been done for the Dolphins this season. You know, really playing to, you know, keep, you know, the coaches around, you know, they're motivated. It is a game that showed that they cared. You know, when you get to a certain point, you have a huge losing streak. You find that teams, you know, don't have the same killer instinct, you know. But, you know, I think the Dolphins showed that the professionalism, this thing got that victory against the Texans, which I think most people thought with Tyrod coming back, it was going to be the Texans game to win. But I think the Dolphins from, you know, start to finish really were the better team.
Let's go to the Meadowlands. It's been a tough place to win in New York because Giants beat the Raiders 23-16. Giants had a close game against the Chiefs. They won the previous week. The Raiders were on a roll, but the Giants were able to pull off this game 23-16. Daniel Jones, your boy, 30-yard touchdown to Evan Ingram.
I hope he's my boy, Santiago, but it was a good performance all around for the Giants. It's kind of a perfect storm. Like I said, there's been a lot of turmoil in the Raiders organization, you know, the Henry Ruggs situation. It kind of caught up to them going across the country, playing against a desperate Giants team. There was, you know, it's kind of a perfect storm, and I think that's kind of what happened yesterday. You know, the Raiders are just a little bit off. The Giants played well enough to win, so kudos to the New York football Giants for giving me a big victory.
Now the Giants are tied for second in the NFC East. Let's go a little bit down south in Carolina. Patriots are continuing their streak to beat the Chargers last week away on the road. Beat them there. Now they beat Carolina 24-6. Belichick is 4-0 against Darnold, Ryan.
Yeah. You know, it's just kind of a worse performance, I think, from the Patriots. They knew what they had to do to get the victory. You know, they're 5-4-6. I don't know, not far away from the Bills right now. So things could be looking up. You know, this could be a surprise season for the Patriots. You know, when the Patriots can, you know, run that ball, you know, they got a good defense. They can lean on. So, and then they get enough from Mac Jones. So, again, just a, you know, a good all-around game for the Patriots. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the AFC East.
Yeah. Now with the Bills' loss and the Patriots' win, the Patriots are only one game apart from the Bills.
Yeah. Very close. You know, they got two matches coming up with them. So, we'll see what happens.
A close one in Baltimore. Ravens has been struggling at home, but they beat the Vikings 34-31. And a guy named Justin Tucker, maybe one of the greatest kickers of all time, kicked a 36-yard field goal with 16 seconds left in overtime to give Baltimore Ravens the win. Ravens are eking these things out, but the Vikings are a good team, though, Ryan.
The Vikings are a well-put-together team. They just never really finish it, you know? They're always there at the end. They just, that doesn't come through. I think time is running out on Kirk Cousins and Minnesota. But, you know, this specific game, it was a roller coaster game. You know, the Vikings jumped out early. Ravens came back. You know, Vikings tied it towards the end. I thought, you know, the Ravens were driving early in overtime, you know, but then I guess. Kind of a spectacular interception by Anthony Barr, but Ravens got the ball back and just kind of drove the ball down the field, you know, little by little until the end of overtime. And
Aaron says Vikings penalties kill themselves.
So, yeah, they always, you know, that's who they are. You know, they find a way to lose games, and that's something that Vikings them out. So,
and he says Cousins is an average quarterback.
Absolutely, you know, he's got. Yeah, that's what he is. You know, he's a good. Okay, NFL quarterback. I think I just can't see him being a long-term answer quarterback from any area. They got a running attack. They got defense. For some reason, the Vikings never able to put it all together. So,
let's go to Philadelphia. Chargers beat the Eagles 27-24. Justin Herbert, 356 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. He's coming back. He had a bad loss last week, but it was a good victory win for the Chargers.
Yeah, you know, that when Justin Herbert doesn't turn the ball over, he's going to make plays. He's got that elite arm strength. That is a tough team, you know, a team for – I think he's got everything, you know, to make a deep run in the playoffs this year, you know. A quarterback that's playing well. A defense that can make plays. I think Philadelphia played better than I thought, you know. To be in this game at the end, but Justin Herbert just a little too much.
Let's go to a game that everyone thought the 49ers were going to win because the Cardinals did not have Kyler Murray or Hopkins or A.J. Green, but they did have a guy named Colt McCoy. Helped them beat them 31-17. James Conner, my boy, in my fifth fantasy team, gave me a huge boost, caught a 45-yard touchdown pass. Ryan Crystal was surprised. I was too. Ryan, your thoughts?
Absolutely, Santiago. This kind of puts the close of the book on the 49ers season, Santiago. A game, you know.
Where's George Kittle's?
Basically, the Cardinals are showing up. Yes, they're trying to win the game, but they're just trying to, you know, get by, move on, you know, win. Happy, but you know, they were kind of accepting a loss, you know. they came in there, Colt McCoy does what Colt McCoy does. He always did one great game, you know. He's definitely not a long term answer, but that's what you want out of a backup quarterback, Santiago.
Colt McCoy.
He does his job. He's flexible enough, you know, he can run multiple types of offenses, you know, from you know, back in, you know, Washington, you know, he ran the Sean McVay offense. You know, now he looked good running, you know, Cliff Kingsbury's offense yesterday. So, but when it comes to Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers, had high expectations this year, and they keep on falling short.
Cardinals are 8-1, clear number one in the NFC. Why? Because the Packers lost against the Chiefs 13-7. No Aaron Rodgers. He had COVID, and apparently no one's really sure if he told the truth about he took the vaccine or not, but that was not the issue because Jordan Love came through, but not enough to win the game, 13 to a touchdown. Of course, Patrick Mahomes, 166 yards. Really not much scoring on there, but the Chiefs pull it out.
It really wasn't, you know, a game I think a lot of people circled, you know, before the season. You know, this is going to be a shootout. Patrick Mahomes versus Aaron Rodgers. Well, you got a subpar Patrick Mahomes versus, you know, first ever career start for Jordan Love in a big moment. So, kind of an underwhelming game, but Chiefs did what they had to do to get that victory. Kudos to that defense who has had their issues this year, for sure. Did enough to stop Jordan Love. Just enough on offense to get the job done. But the greatest mystery this year is what's happened to the Chiefs offense, Santiago. It is, you know, they just, especially the last couple weeks, you know, it's just like something's just off.
Will Ingram help out?
What was that?
Will that trade with Ingram, like that signing with Ingram, will it work out for the Chiefs?
Yeah, he's a dynamic pass rusher, you know, that's going to help. That doesn't mean the Chiefs do best, I think, when they're good on offense, you know, good on defense, and they're getting pressure on the quarterback, that's how they're built. But if they don't get pressure on quarterback, they don't have an elite back end to, you know, hang with, you know, receivers for long periods of time, that trouble happens, but it wasn't an issue yesterday, you know. Confused Love enough to blow him down. So, there you go. Good for the Chiefs to get a victory. You know, puts everybody, like you said, above 500 in the NFC West.
AFC West. Sunday Night Football, Titans 28-16. As we mentioned before, Adrian Peterson had 21 yards, 10 and 100, and 43 yards. The Rams, Matt Stafford, 200 and almost 300 yards. But not enough. Are the Titans the best team in the AFC, Ryan Krista?
Yeah, today they are. Today are, like I said earlier, I don't know without Derrick Henry, you know, they, you know, what the long-term issue, you know, can Ryan Tannehill continue to find A.J. Brown and Julio Jones? We'll see. It's definitely open in the AFC for sure, you know. You've got the Bills coming, you know, I think coming back to earth a little bit this year. The Chiefs coming back, you know. But those are those teams can turn it on at any point. Still, you know, halfway through the season, long ways before the playoffs get going. So we'll see what happens to AFC. Today, Titans deserve to be number one in all rankings in AFC for sure. But we'll see. You know, can't just count the Ravens. So we'll see. That whole AFC North division, you know, they all have the potential to be great in any given week. Ravens, Steelers, the Browns, the Bengals, kind of like the AFC West. You know, you never know what you're going to get each day. We'll see tonight what happens to the Steelers against the pesky Bears team. You know, you know what you're going to get out of the Bears. You know, they're not going to do much offensively. Justin Fields is still learning to play a little, you know, in the NFL, but, you know, they're going to keep it close. But we'll see what happens.
Which that leads to our predictions. Tonight, Monday Night Football, Chicago, Justin Fields is starting against Roethlisberger, Pittsburgh, which they have been having a good couple weeks, good past couple weeks. Who you got tonight with the scoreline, Ryan?
20-10 Steelers over the Bears. I think it'll be close early. Bears, I think, will hit a wall eventually in the game. You know, Justin Fields will have a hard time moving the ball against the Steelers team. But I think it'll be kind of a mundane rough and tumble Monday Night Football game. But not for the Steelers to keep chasing the AFC North.
Was that 21 or 20 for the Steelers?
20 to 10.
20-10. Rounded. He won't give him 3 touchdowns. This Friday, USA versus Mexico. What you got?
I think this is our time, Santiago. USA.
USA wins. There you have it. Week 9 recap. USA Mexico. Monday Night Football is tonight. Congratulations to the Braves for winning the World Series. Ryan Krista, what is the best way to reach you to talk to you about Dogecoin?
Mad Dog Report on Twitter, probably the best way, you know. In closing, Georgia Bulldogs, best team in college football. College basketball starts tomorrow. Hopefully the Gonzaga Bulldogs will be the best in that. And, well, yeah, exciting times in sports world.
Real quick, what you think about the Ole Miss trolling in Twitter with Coach Freeze? From Liberty University.
Interesting, you know. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to point fingers at Ole Miss or just some person, you know, some intern or, you know, thinking he's, you know, big shot. But, yeah, obviously, I think Ole Miss, when they spotted it, did the right thing, apologized, but. There's definitely not any love lost between the Freeze and Ole Miss when it comes to that. So,
well, there you have
especially,
it.
I think there's definitely between Ole Miss. You know, Ole Miss is because when Freeze left, they had a lot of sanctions, and you know, it's taken a while to kind of get out of that hole with Lane Kiffin topped out. So, I think everybody's in a good spot right now.
There you have it. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or on our Twitter, thesportscast1. Check out the new show, Sports Talk 101, tomorrow, Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Ryan, I got to run because I got to take a flight to Pittsburgh to watch Chicago versus Steelers.
All right, thank you. Everybody, enjoy your Monday Night Football. Bye-bye.